to do with socialism and didn't really find an appealing word until he got to know me. The Honorable Forbes Burnham, Prime Minister of Georgetown, Guyana, and South America, and all, whoever it may concern. Dear Dr. Burnham, I want to share with you a matter of great concern to me. The concept of a politically motivated conspiracy directed against an individual or organization in an attempt to discredit and destroy one's effectiveness in the political and social arena should be utterly foreign to a democratic society. Unfortunately, however, such is not the case in the United States. Having myself been the subject of an ungrounded attack by the media and other agencies, I have first-hand experience as to how such campaigns against outspoken persons are launched and carried forward. Recently, the Lieutenant Governor of Colorado, Lieutenant Governor George Brown, and I joined the National Association of Human Rights Workers to announce the publication of an exhaustive study of organized efforts in the United States to discredit all black leaders and elected officials. In looking at the extensive body of data compiled after 2 years of careful research, the picture is unmistakably clear that conspiracies against black and third world people are very real and serve to blunt the effectiveness of any person trying to represent the interests of the third world people. One such person, to whom the media and several agencies of government have deliberately and concertedly focused their resources, is one of the most committed activists and finest human beings I have ever known, Reverend Jim Jones. Reverend Jones is the leader of a multi-ethnic, multifaceted, many-thousand-member organization known as People's Temple. It is one of the most significant forces today in the area of human rights, social change, and concrete social work. It is my belief that by the year 1980, the minority population in California alone will reach the 60% mark. People's Temple is a working solution to the problem that California can anticipate in the not-so-far-distant future. People's Temple has managed to effectively organize minority and Caucasians as well into a viable progressive force. A noteworthy feature of the People's Temple program is its compassionate emphasis on the needs of the ever-growing senior population. This emphasis accurately reflects the shifting age curve of the future and meets that need with kindness, not condescension. Beyond that, Reverend Jones and People's Temple have helped every person who in recent years has been oppressed or jailed, fundamentally because of his or her political beliefs. Jim has never been reticent to speak his beliefs in nonviolent causes. It is my confirmed opinion that this outspoken stance, coupled with the undeniable size and effectiveness of his organization, has made him a target of the most grueling and vicious conspiracy yet witnessed in the history of the United States. That which I know to be obvious, lies and frame-up, are presented to the public as thoroughly proven facts. Interestingly enough, the scurrilous nature of these lies were meted out to papers in the whose cities throughout the world, which has the highest concentration of Caribbean, and in particular, Guyanese residents. By doing so, the organizers of this conspiracy hope to have such information filter into Guyana, where Reverend Jones has established a remarkable and highly successful model community, which I personally have visited and was awed and stood in awe of. I found that visit to be one of the most rewarding experiences of my entire life. One of the key figures in this cruel scenario is a man with a well-documented criminal background who has been described by several correctional specialists as a con man with an insatiable desire for money and notoriety. Also involved is a high-priced public relations firm whose job is to map out campaigns to discredit Reverend Jones and feed information prepackaged to a supposedly free and objective press. It is clear to me that a phenomenal amount of money is being spent by this conspiracy in an attempt to destabilize the agriculture project in Guyana and to apparently bring about the elimination of Reverend Jones. Evidence currently being gathered points clearly to right-wing forces of the first magnitude. One such force is known to have political affiliation with those remnants of the Nazis in the United States who continue to permeate the fabric of United States society today. to a degree that would shock people unfamiliar with the growing move to the radical right in the United States. In fact, the last time I visited the San Francisco headquarters of the People's Temple a few weeks ago, a large Nazi rally was taking place nearby. It was covered extensively by all media. Ku Klux Klan chapters continue to grow and flourish in all parts of the United States. It is likely that the Panama Treaty will be defeated as a result of the well-financed campaign against its passage. These are but a few examples to give you some idea of the current trend towards fascism in the United States. As a native of Trinidad, my bonds with the Caribbean are close and everlasting. I feel a certain responsibility to apprise you of my thoughts on Jim Jones and my interpretation of what I have seen of the attack on him and his organization in the past months. Jim is a deeply loyal and sensitive person, and he is a man who stands by his word and by those who look to him for guidance, and stands by those who look to him for guidance and leadership. It is this kind of loyalty that makes him a man to be trusted. I know for a fact that he will stand by his commitment to Guyana, just as he firmly now stands by his commitment to John, one of his children. I look forward to future visits to Guyana and extend to you my warmest personal regards. Sincerely, Lieutenant Governor Mervyn M. Dimeley. In the same breath, I must tell you where we stand in the terms of the overall strategy. A few weeks ago, or rather, I guess now it's a few months, time passes. One of our associates was warned not to go to the United States because it would be very dangerous for him and be dangerous for all of us if he did so. That was namely Tim Stone. Tim Stone went to the United States against my judgment, as you all were told, all except those who have arrived in these latest days. He was told not to go because to do so would jeopardize his own state with the law and put him thus in jeopardy of jeopardizing all of us. He said he would go back and would be able to fight our cause because he thought he could get the court system to see how unjust their attack on us was and so forth and so on. Well, as you know, and I apprised you, when he went back, in fact, got himself into legal difficulty. Those of you who have just come in the past few days, remember that in the headlines of the Ukiah Journal and other papers, he spoke very, very favorably of myself, saying that he indeed was a devoted follower of Jim Jones and People's Temple. In the meantime, the state's evidence has grown increasingly heavy against him, and so he has now turned. He has turned to an abominable degree, and if anything happens to me, I'm sure that conscientious people will remember that for the rest of our days. Many years ago, because of some things in his own past that Grace Stone unveiled about him, namely, one of which was that he dressed in women's clothing and paraded in Santa Rosa streets, and something about his past that was not to his liking and to anyone else's liking or to our own good. She threatened to leave him and threatened to cause great difficulty, also because of his playing with guns, which were not the same thing to do. He gave her a lot of things to go on. So he asked me at that point, as some of you know, to help him out of his dilemma by doing something with Miss Stone. As all of you know, except those who have newly arrived, that I did. In great pain, because I never had anything but the most clear revulsion for that woman. No way do I convey to you, I don't suppose, those of you who couldn't do something like that, because only a principled person can understand what my principled heart is telling you. Unless you have ever had to do something with somebody you hated and deplored them and were disgusted with them, as I was disgusted with that woman from the time she came in and she used to sit in our services back in Redwood Valley and have her long, ugly black hair down in her face, pulling on it while black people would be testifying or anyone would be singing or doing anything, she'd be pulling at her hair over her eyes until I, in one government meeting, demanded that she cut it. My government board, of course, knew how much I detested her. I made that quite clear. I don't know of any person that ever caused me to rise to my feet and say, if you do any more of your threats, any more of your threats against my people or myself, I personally will take my hands and do you in. And for that moment, she began that, and Joyce will remember where that was. Joyce just arrived tonight. Where is Joyce? Where was that when I told her that? It was in your home, in your living room when I did that. That's right, in her living room. I told her in her living room. The whole process out of it came a lovely and beautiful one who doesn't know any connection with her and doesn't recognize her as his mother. And the beauty of time has healed and taken care of that. His mother is Maria, and that's the way it is here. If anyone ever makes any other issue, then you'll have difficulty with me. John is my son. Anyone who could look at him, you know that. Anyone looks at my baby pictures and his baby pictures, or look at him now, it's very easy to discern who he is. And if you were listening in any church meeting, I've told you all through the years. So there were things that had to be done. The old parable, any so-called Christian, even if you were a Christian, not a communist, and were supposed to be communist, you'd have understood that I become all things to all people, that by any means I might save the more. And I had to rescue Tim Stone, because I knew then Tim Stone was too weak to be able to take public humility, public humiliation, and in any way to be made disreputable. So now Tim Stone has turned to the other side and going in a joint effort to try to get John from me by saying that John is not my son, that she never had an affair with any man in her life. There's another side of the chapter that I'll tell you that I had to go through someday, that I had to undergo and endure because of Tim Stone's intrigue. So I tell you at this point, he deserves the worst wrath yet, beyond the wrath of grace, because he started it. He's the one that asked for the despicable situation that I was put through, and the agonizing months in which I was trying to get her to do something about the situation, and she wouldn't, demanding to keep it. And it's going to be a little difficult to prove, though. Remind them that at the hospital, she called me at the hospital, and it was I at the hospital, and the nurses would remember, let's remember that in our case, the nurses could be subpoenaed. I was introduced as her husband. She introduced me as her husband, because she didn't want him present. I think that's an ace in the hole. And I endured that, too, as much as I deplored her and despised the very ground that she walked on, because I love my son. You'll never find such love as I possess. Though I didn't plan that son, and if I'd have planned anything, I would have not planned in such a way. But I certainly love, and whoever I have a loyalty to, I have a debt to, no matter that it came out of serving you, he's my son. And before I give him up, I tell you, no matter what you decide to do, I will die. Different situation, and I'd like Shaken to take, if he could give me some opinions to my left. It makes for a different situation now, because the court case will step up, and we may, though we have the assurances of the government that they will make moves to finally, they're going to have to use the court system, apparently. Because they don't use the court system, the United States will charge them with some kind of misuse of human rights, gross misuse of human rights, and thus will put them in a bind. And they're in a terrible enough bind with the imperialists all the time. And so they'll have to go through the facade of the court system, even though at the end certain moves, which I'm certainly not going to tell in public, can be made that will forestall it. But we may go through the same situation of process service, so no one should be taking any papers. If anyone comes in and asks for anyone, though the federal government has committed it on a secretive basis, they cannot openly, like they originally intended, to do to interfere with the court system. Even if the courts go against us, though, they have a plan at the end. The federal government, the leaders of this country, have a plan at the end that would save John. And I'll save John, because there's certain things that I just soon face than to live on any longer, but no problem to me. I would not allow a woman who did not wish him and threw him in my hand and said, he's yours, I don't, you know what I mean, don't W-A-N-P, I don't W-A-N-P-H-I-M, nobody going to come along. Now, she's being paid, she's received, according to our attorney now, it's up into the $50,000 mark that she's been paid for her evil, although it is interesting that she's had an accident, and also Deanna Linda Myrtle's all laying up in a hospital, all cracked up in an accident. So some things money can't buy, and some things it can't protect you from. But I'm not surprised. Tim Stone was always too white and too weak and too much an attorney. I knew if he ever got in the corner, that's the main reason I didn't want him to go back, because I knew if he got in the corner and got in trouble, like they started accusing him, as you let the states know, charging him with extortion for signing papers and then making us all conspirators because we were in the same organization, thus making any one of us eligible to go to jail if we went back to the United States because we were conspirators with him. So now he's trying to pass the buck and give states evidence, hoping that they'll go light on him. They may go light on him, but I can imagine there'll be people who won't go light on him. The thing noted is that no matter that he has given this kind of evidence and gone over to her side and playing into the hands of the conspirator that the lieutenant governor calls Nazis, it's been proven that they're Nazis, members of the German-American Bund in the 1940s, the actual Nazis involved, Hitlerite worshippers involved in this conspiracy. It's very fascinating to find that even though he's gone over to that kind of a mess and been sold his soul just to get a little easier burden, that one agency of government is still investigating him on another crime. So you get very little for selling out. But I wanted to tell you, I've always told you, I'll tell you the good news with the bad news, and that makes our case here more difficult in our defense of the little one, because they're trying to state that I'm now a disinterested party and not involved with the agony that I went through to have my son. I guess, by God, I shall keep him. But they're trying to say legally that as a disinterested, I have no right to him because that they have had a blissful marriage. Some of us happen to know how blissful it was. The church board, when they arranged her for the night, when they asked her point blank, when he asked me to do something with her, to have sex with her, to save him because he couldn't stand the ridicule, he couldn't stand the shame. It's very interesting. It is most fascinating that they try that sort of thing when several witnessed and actually got her prepared and put in preventions trying to prevent this very thing from happening, that they were witness to the very act itself, because being that it was done for moral reasons, I naturally was not going to do it without people knowing about it. Very fascinating that they would try that kind of a story, that they've lived in blissful accord. Shit. Blissful, virtuous accord, and neither one of them broke any vows. Doesn't that make you sick now? In view of the shit that both of them put me through, doesn't that make you sick? That's the way it's going. So I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you for the way it's going, so you can be ready for whatever may come. Yes, Tish. Well, to conceive that some prick, because nobody's got any honor, nobody's got any principles, somebody's going to miscalculate and step on too much territory and get on the other fellow's toe too much, and then fucking bombs are going to be dropped. That's why I'm here, not because of principles. I want to give our babies a chance. God damn it, the hell, I'd seen died in the streets and taken them about 50 motherfuckers with me. I didn't come over here for me. I came over because of young people that I ought to have a chance to live. 20, 25 years, this is a new risk. This is the greatest experience of a lifetime. You fuckers got their belly aching about it. You young men still bellyaching about this country and the whole goddamn place. All we ask is a little discipline now. We're not going to be working every day. Talking about next Sunday, then the week after Sunday, it'll be half days off, and then starting from then on regularly. Jesus Christ, man, we're trying to get 300 people over here. Naturally, we have to work a little harder to get that done. One day there'll be all kinds of freedoms given to us, but fuck, we first got to get an economic basis established. Got to make some money. We got to know how to do it so we'll be able to feed ourselves. I think anybody can understand it, but shit, it's a good life comparably. I still pay for movies to get them in here. I still get the best goddamn TV equipment. I didn't have to do that. I could have waited till we made the money that we could afford it. You have any idea how much fucking money it takes to get this shit in here? The head three times for stealing a loaf of bread. Black leader's frame. How in the hell do you think a lieutenant governor comes out for us? We're certainly not the most popular cause, and we're not doing him any good. We're 6,000 miles away from him. But he sees the handwriting on the wall. The fucking country's torn upside down. The right wing is on the front page of Newsweek. If I have my copy around, or Charlie, when the other one comes in, show it to them. It'll be in the mail. I want everybody to see the front page. Newsweek, USA, sharp turn to the right. And when you read that goddamn article, it'd be enough to make your stomach turn on the conservative. The bigotry's coming and fast through at everybody. Even poor whites are being the subject of this bigotry. The middle class against the poor blacks, poor whites, and the poor Indians. What's that goddamn mad at you people that you can't appreciate a place like that? I don't know what the fuck you think is so important that you can't appreciate the beauty of this place. In rat-infested dumps, you tell us that you like to have your music when thousands and thousands and multiplied millions cannot even afford enough food to eat. You tell us you want these comforts like that justifies what you want. I'll be goddamned if I understand where you're coming from. With long hair, was pulled out of an expensive car back home, pulled out of his car and stomped to death right in the streets, and nobody did anything about it. Wealthy, white young man by white people, not black people. So I would think that people would be glad to be out of a miserable mess like this. She's charged. You have stressed that you don't.